ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at an interesting question, and that question is related to a subject that concerns all of us. I'm speaking of the etiquettes of greeting and meeting other people. You know, when we meet people, it's generally a custom amongst Muslims to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, or Assalamu alaikum. Or in some cultures, in some Muslim countries, they just say Salam. And, you know, there's also the shaking of the hand, you know, that accompanies it and so on and so forth. So this is one of those signs of Islam, one of those, symbols of Islamic culture. But the question we want to pose today in this connection is, what exactly are the etiquettes that we should observe when greeting a person? Are there some other etiquettes that we can observe aside from, you know, saying the salam and shaking the person's hand and whatnot? Is there something else that we can observe and increase our reward by doing so? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the hadith which have been transmitted regarding the subject. In one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this: the young should greet the old. A single individual should greet two together. The fewer number of people should greet the larger number. The person on horseback should greet the one on foot. The person walking should greet the one standing. And the person standing should greet the one sitting, right? So I guess if you look at all of these cases, there's a pattern here in the sense that the inferior should greet the superior, right? Like for example, the young person should greet the old. A single person should greet the more larger number of people, and so on and so forth. This is something that we can extract from this hadith. In another beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this: there are five things that I will never leave until death. Meaning, there's five customs or traditions that I will never relinquish. One of them was this. The Prophet mentioned those things, and one of the things he mentioned was this: and greeting the young in order that it may remain a practice after me. Right? That if an older person, it was the Prophet's habit to pay respect and salam and greet those who were younger than him. And he did this recurrently because he wanted it to remain a custom, in his nation after him. Finally, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said this: the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to greet women, and they used to return his greeting. The Commander of the Faithful also used to greet women, but he used to dislike greeting young unmarried girls and used to say, I fear lest their voices may be pleasing to me, whence I would end up with more consequence than the reward I anticipated from the greeting. So these are also some customs that we can observe when we greet other people. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the etiquettes of greeting other people and the customs that one should follow when meeting and saying salam to other Muslims in the light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhi wassalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.